This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
We bought less, we sold a lot less.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The government reports this morning the U.S. trade deficit is climbing again, up 5% to $27.5 billion in March. The trade gap had been shrinking lately. Dan Gretsch tells us this is back to old times.
For years, the U.S. has bought more from the rest of the world than it sold. 6 months ago, that gap between exports and imports, the trade deficit, reached a record high of $60 billion a month. Today, the deficit is less than half that because the global economy has tanked. Nigel Gault is chief U.S. economist for IHS Global Insight.
We've been looking for a trade deficit decline for a long time. We would have preferred that it would have happened through seeing exports grow faster than imports, rather than seeing exports and imports both declining, but imports declining more.
Gault says the U.S. economy is still too dependent on foreign goods.
There is a long-term rebalancing that's needed in the global economy. We need to see more spending in the rest of the world and more production growth in the U.S.
Gault says it's doubtful that can be achieved in the next few years. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Other new economic indicators out this morning. Home prices kept falling last quarter compared to a year ago, according to the National Association of Realtors. The median price was down almost 14%. Six states saw home sales actually go up. They are Arizona, California, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, and Virginia. And hiring has slowed way down. The Labor Department says there were 2.7 million jobs available in March, down from 4 million a year ago. It's the lowest number of job openings in the 8 years the government has been keeping track. The Dow is down 25 points at 8,393. That's 0.3% to the negative. The NASDAQ is down more, 24 points, or 1.4%. S&P 500 is down 0.8%. European markets lost 0.5% or less today. Asian markets were mixed. Shares of General Motors hit their lowest level since 1933 this morning, $1.09. Investors are worried about bankruptcy and the dilution of their stock. Right now, GM shares are at $1.11.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. American Public Media brings you four documentaries about the economic crisis, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
We're hearing this morning the European Union is going to do its own version of the bank stress tests. As Stephen Beard reports, the tests will not follow the American model.
It looks like EU finance ministers have agreed to run the stress tests by September. Like the American test, they'll aim to check whether large banks are able to withstand a further downturn in the economy. But in one important respect, the tests will differ. The EU approach won't label individual banks as well or poorly capitalized. Edward Haddas is with the financial website Breaking Views.
It's a rather European way of looking at things, to look at the entire banking system rather than institution by institution, a sort of collective thinking. But I'm not sure it's terribly relevant to the need of banks in one by one to raise capital.
Haddad says the weakest banks in Europe are likely to be in the smaller, economically weaker countries, and if they were identified, that might raise pressure on richer countries like Germany to bail them out. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
In the 20th century, the world met the American dream: prosperity, social mobility, individualism, home ownership. This week, we begin a series called The Next American Dream. Since this just might be the Chinese century, we begin with Marketplace's Shanghai Bureau Chief, Scott Tong. Scott, what would be the modern Chinese version of the American dream?
Well, I've talked to a lot of people, Bill, in China, and I haven't heard anybody utter that phrase before. I think a big misconception that both people in China and people in the U.S. have is everyone else in the world probably lives and thinks like we do. One thing that is similar here is the value of home ownership. It might be even more important here in China, but for a different reason. In the last 70 years, China has experienced a whole lot of instability: foreign imperialism, civil war, famine, all these things that make people think about instability and that they want stability. Well, the one thing you can have in China that buys you a piece of the rock is owning your own place. And so it is almost a national obsession.
What has this drive to own property done to social life in China?
Well, here's one giant implication. If you run this question by single guys in Shanghai or any city in China, what they'll tell you is if you don't own your own place, you basically can't get hitched. The woman will say no. And it sounds like a joke and it sounds funny, but except that it's true. A lot of women will say, you know, I need some kind of financial stability in the mate that I pick. And what does that mean in China? It means owning your own place. So you have a lot of angst there, and you have a lot of angst from their parents, because parents have one child in China. So it has a giant social implication for single people in China.
As China gets wealthy, this is the American perspective. Oh, China's getting wealthy. They're going to get like us. They're going to have an automobile-centered life, and it's going to be arranged around suburbs. What's it actually looking like there?
You just don't have the space for everyone to live in a house in the suburbs along cul-de-sacs. Here's the problem, though. A lot of people are buying cars, and they want to own cars for the same reason Americans do. The planet can't afford a billion people in China becoming middle-class people, a billion people in India becoming middle-class people, developing an American car-based lifestyle. So it would be good for the planet, it would be good in a whole lot of ways, if developing countries like China actually developed a lifestyle that was different, that was unique to their own countries, and that thought a little bit more about resources, because what we've learned this generation, obviously, is they're in much shorter supply than we thought before.
Scott Tong in Shanghai, thank you.
Okay, Bill, thank you.
You can learn more about the ideas in this Next American Dream series by visiting us online. We're at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is down 28 points at 8,390. That's a third of a percent. The NASDAQ is down more sharply, 1.4% this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.